This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. Blue Ghost, the success on the surface of the moon. What about it, Bob?
Yeah, so we'll do a good and a bad report here for the moon. First, Blue Ghost, it's been completely successful. This is from the company Firefly. It's now just past noon on the moon, and Blue Ghost not only has activated nine of 10 of the instruments on board and have them complete their tasks, one of which was a NASA drill, which drilled down into the surface. I've got video of that drilling on Behind the Black. If you want to see it, it's linked up. So that's very successful. And then last night, there was a lunar eclipse where the Earth's shadow crossed the moon over 5 hours, and you could watch the moon go dark and go come back to life. It was in the wee hours of the morning, so a lot of people wouldn't see it. But Blue Ghost did see it, but saw it from the moon. So what it did, and I've got this on Behind the Black, it took a great picture of the Earth covering the sun. It's quite spectacular. It's not the first time a lunar lander or orbiter has gotten such an eclipse, but it's the first time a private company has done it. So Blue Ghost is doing great, John, and it's now winding down the last week of its operations before lunar night, and it'll do more stuff. Whether it'll survive the night is an unknown, but we shouldn't
What is the primary mission? Just to get there and...
Engineering, mostly, yes. NASA has science instruments, and they're doing science research, but this is mostly proving a private company can do it, and this will just accelerate the use down the road. The second, this in the same context, the bad news is Athena. This is Intuitive Machines lander that landed about the same time and fell over on its side upon landing. The second time an Intuitive Machines fell over on its side on the moon. I have a picture on Behind the Black that was taken by Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter that shows where it landed. It landed dead center in a small crater on the moon, and that raises questions once again about its landing software. Picking a crater, there's plenty of places around this crater they could have landed in that were flat, but instead the software took it down in the center of this crater. Raises lots of questions about the company's software and design now that need to be faced.
Bob, when these companies connect with NASA, and some of them are seeded by NASA, does that mean that there's no help from NASA about engineering if you have problems?
NASA can give help, but the companies are on their own, and that's the whole idea. NASA is not in control. These are fixed-priced contracts, and that also means NASA can't make a lot of required suggestions. That'll only raise the cost. And so the companies are on their own, and the idea is to let them, just the ownership, let them own it. If they do it right, they succeed. If they do it wrong, they fail. And you have multiple ones of them, so you have competition and the opportunity to pick the better over the worse. And that's where we stand. And you have capitalism provides failure and success, but the success is always much greater than the failure. And it's better this way, and that's how it works.
Saturn is the pretty one, but boy, oh boy, what have we discovered about Saturn, Bob?
This should be no surprise to anyone when you really think about it, but astronomers using a variety of a telescope in Chile, I think, has successfully detected 128 more moons around Saturn. That gives it 274 total, which shouldn't be a surprise, because think about Saturn's rings. Every single object in those rings, you could be defined as a moon if you want, though some of them are dust particles. And it, of course, it raises the question of what defines a moon. But so Saturn's got 274 moons and more to come, I guarantee.
And finally, Barnard's Star. What about it, Bob?
Barnard's Star is 6 light years away. It's, I think, the second closest, and it's the first closest single star. It's not a binary. It's a single star like the sun. They, for years, tried to see if it had planets. They've never really succeeded. A lot of discoveries were rejected later. But now, based on several brilliant ground-based telescopes over a long time, scientists have pretty confident they've detected 4 sub-Earth-sized planets all orbiting just inside the habitable zone. Very cool, very interesting. Remember, it's only 6 light years away, so this is a star we want to look at down the road, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Lugo's thumbs up. Athena, try again.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.